This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the world's got a lot going on right now, and I will try and get 4 hours of thinking about the garden and not thinking about everything else that's going on. It's kind of hard, but let's think about gardening. Let's think about what we can do to keep our minds off that. You know, we can all get outside still in a lot of the areas and all still get our gardens tended and cleaned. We can still, rake up the excess leaves, get rid of some of the dead branches, do a few things like that while we can. You know, a lot of, in New England, local garden centers are still open. We've changed a few protocols, try to keep everybody safe. But I know, what I see out there is a lot of garden centers are open. Where I work in Mahoney's Garden Center, we are still open to give you what you need until something happens, but we're hoping that doesn't, right? But the garden centers are still open. Give them a call, ask them if they can bring something to the curb or something like that. But garden centers are still open to get some of these things. My house, both my daughters are home from school. My wife is home, working from home, and running a daycare center. So I do have to say she's the true hero for me right now. But they're looking for things to do. I went, just like everybody else, I bought seeds and a few things just this week. Something to do for the kids, right? But if something were to happen, we have a few things. But it's more for the kids right now to give them something to do. Maybe it's something for you. We went out and I got some seed starter soil. I got different types of containers to put things in. Different types of seeds. I got some that will take only a couple days and some that will take longer. Just, want to have different things in the house. But we're definitely trying some things out to keep people excited going on, especially my kids. Little art projects, right? That's what we're trying to do. But, hope for the best, and we'll think about gardening today, right? Let's talk about it. We got 4 hours of it. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Robert is in New Hampshire.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I have a question on how to prune. I got a 2-year-old dwarfed apple tree, and I want to try to force some branches to grow.
Okay.
It's 7 foot tall. The first foot, it's got good branching around the bottom. They go out well. And then the 6 to 7 foot, I got branching going up, got up the top. But the middle 4 feet has just 4 little branches sticking out all in the same vertical plane. There's nothing else anywhere on the trunk. And that's not going to work. And it's 2 years old, and I haven't pruned it yet. So I wonder if you can give me some help.
Okay, that's not a problem. Now, with the apple tree, and any tree for that matter, but the apple tree, couple things you can be doing. Take a look and see if there's any sucker growth growing on the tree itself. Those sucker growths would be the ones that are growing straight up and down. They might come off of the main stem or some of the outer branches and just kind of go out just a little bit and then turn straight up. So that could be part of it, okay? excuse me.
Sure.
Those would be ones that we will want to get rid of first. Check and see if there's any dead or damaged branches. Get rid of those second. But to try and, for the other areas, to make different growth, you know, make it a little bit thicker in those areas.
Yeah.
That middle area, you said you have a couple branches, right?
Yes, and they're all in the exact same vertical plane. There's nothing, you know, they're all in one area, and there's nothing anywhere else around the trunk.
Okay.
On any other side coming out at all.
So it's going to be hard to force anything onto the opposite side based on a pruning technique. It's kind of hard to do. What I would suggest doing is that side that you do have some of those branches that have come out.
Right.
Look at them and see if they're, you know, do they just go straight out or do they have little branches that kind of break off of it? I'd look to cut back some of those to make it a little bit thicker, because anytime you cut a branch, there's a hormone in there. The hormone at the edge is trying to get as high or as wide as it can. When you cut it back, then two hormones compete to try and get to be that main leader of that branch. So they'll venture out and get wider. So the idea is to cut a few of those back, and I'm not saying cut them back to the trunk,
okay,
but cut them, you know, maybe a third of the length of them. Take a look and see, you'll be able to see where some buds are starting to form on the sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know to cut right above one of those, against right below one of the, where the buds are forming, right?
Okay.
And you can do that on a couple of them to allow them to kind of branch out a little bit more and get a little bit thicker. What I would look at is, say, as just an example, there are 3 branches right there. Look at it, and if they're really close, possibly cutting out one of the 3 to allow the other 2 to have more space,
okay,
to branch out, right?
Yeah.
And I would almost do that on the other areas when I'm pruning it, pruning the lower branches and the upper branches a little bit, so they're doing the same thing. We haven't gotten into the you know, the flowering, they haven't popped their buds and everything, so we're still, like, right at that late winter, early spring. We are technically spring at this point, where you could prune a few others to try and shape it and get it a little wider that way. Some of those lower branches, what might happen when you prune them, might go up a little bit to try and fill in that gap in between as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm wondering. I read about, they call, when you get a new one, you cut the top off, the leader off, and cut them all, and then start it all fresh like a whip. They call it whipping. Did you ever hear of that?
So some of them, whipping would be cutting them off and reusing the piece.
Oh.
Almost kind of like getting, it would be taking a piece of it to start a new plant.
Yeah.
I that one, it would depend on how you would cut it. There's a whole style in pruning it that way. You know, just the technique that you'd have to basically, what I'd suggest is watching like a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to start doing some of the whipping to get it correct. But a lot of times, you know, it's cutting those tips. You could use some of them, but cutting those tips is going to allow everything else to kind of get growing and go from that way.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There really isn't any way that it's going to grow new branches on the other side. I've got to work with the branches that I've got.
Yeah. I mean, what you can do is try to stimulate some growth with fertilizer. Okay. Use like a tree tone.
Okay.
And you can start to do that now. The ground is warming up. I'd look to do it now or within the next week to 10 days.
Okay.
So what you do with the tree tone is whatever the drip line is, so however wide the tree is, you'd make holes in like four corners, four parts of like a circle. Whatever amount of tree tone that they say to use, split it up into four equal parts and put it in the hole there, water it in, and that's going to help the plant get some nutrients and grow a little bit more. So I definitely would like to see you do that because it's a combination of pruning and helping it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Well, hopefully that works, and good luck, and keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, Rob. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your questions, we'll give some more information on what to do in the garden. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, between the break, one of the listeners, we're talking back and forth on our Facebook page, just asking some questions in regards to potatoes. The potato, where you can get them to use to plant, right? Don't, you know, instead of just getting the ones from the store. You could use the ones from the store, but we're getting specific smaller ones that you can use, etc. But you can get them at a local garden center. I actually just purchased some yesterday at my garden center. Again, I was doing some things. I want to get the kids involved. I know a lot of these things take some time for them to really get starting growing. Long term, a lot of these are going to take 60, 90 days, right, before they're really producing anything for us. But, you know, what's going on kind of made me think, oh, let's actually do some of this year. You know, in the past, it's like, all right, we'll wait until we get some plants and do it a little bit bigger so we don't have to start it off. But how cool is it going to be doing this and growing your own product? So, we had done a newsletter a couple weeks in regards to it. So a lot of local garden centers are now have them out. All the Mahoney's that I work for have them because I just purchased some yesterday. I got one that was the variety Kennebec. I figured I'd stay home, get something to feel like home in Maine, right, and bring that into the garden. So that was something I added to the collection. I have a nice little spot that's going to get tons of sun. Raised garden, the 4x4 garden bed is going to be perfect. I can put all the potatoes right in there and not have to worry about it. So that's pretty exciting stuff to look forward to. Also, one of the things I talk all the time about newsletters, and I usually will talk about the spruce.com. That's one of them. But recently I signed up for the almanac newsletter, right? The gardener, the Old Farmer's Almanac. And they actually have some really cool stuff in there. So you can sign up for their newsletter or go to their website at almanac.com/gardening because it has a really cool chart there. It has a planting calendar of what to plant when. You know, I talk a lot about when you're buying some seeds. You're going to actually, if you go to Burpee, their website, it tells you how long it's going to take, etc. But this is another alternative to be looking at. And seeing some of those things, because it's very important right now to see how long things are going to take, when you should start it outdoors, you know, that type of thing. The temperatures have been so crazy the past month, right? We've had some 70 degree days, and we get down to 30s. I mean, I took a look at the temperature here, and it's in the 20s. I mean, it's 23 degrees here where I am in Lowell. And, it's supposed to snow tomorrow into Tuesday. How crazy is that, right? I think it was high 60s, low 70s on Friday in the area. So I think Mother Nature still wants us to pay attention. Hey, I'm still here. Just because it's spring doesn't mean... everything's over. So, everything out there is going on a little bit odd. I mean, I noticed, so at the garden center, we planted about 20,000 bulbs. We want to put on a real nice show this spring out in our front gardens. And some of the bulbs have started to pop up, right? And I'm sure at your house they have as well. Well, they've gone up and they're real tender. They're only up about an inch and a half, 2 inches maybe. Well, some of these cold temperatures, you're starting to see a little bit of browning on the tips because of the cold weather. Now, if you have some out there that are starting to turn that way, maybe take a look at bringing some of that mulch back over them, doing something to cover them with this cold temperatures to protect them going forward. Because, you want to keep them going into the spring here so we can have some signs of spring and some good things to look at, right? But these temperatures, back and forth, you just don't know what's going to happen next. So, snow in New England tomorrow into the next day, and then I'm sure within a couple days it'll be 80. We'll see what happens. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's point person on the nation's coronavirus response gets tested for it himself. Vice President Mike Pence says he was exposed a few days ago to someone who was confirmed to have the virus. And he says although White House doctors say it's unlikely he contracted it.
Given the unique position that I have as vice president and as leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, both I and my wife will be tested for the coronavirus.
Negotiators from both parties are to meet again today to discuss a $2 trillion stimulus package aimed at blunting the blow the coronavirus is having on the U.S. economy. It would set aside money for medical equipment, include direct payments to Americans, expand unemployment benefits, and provide loans and grants to businesses being hurt by the slowdown. The Senate is currently planning to vote at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about one of my favorite root crops, potato.
Yeah.
And you have a nice little method of planting them that people might not immediately think about.
Yep.
And that's to use up your old tires.
Yeah.
And you put your tire down and you throw some somewhat acid soil in it. You want to keep that pH down below 6 if you possibly can. But the trick is to suberize your seed potato. And I use that word because it just sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Japanese cars. And when you cut your potato to, you know, 3 or 4 eyes together, instead of planting it more or less immediately, let it sit on the shelf for 3 or 4 days until it gets kind of soft. And that's the suberization. That sort of gets it ready to grow better. And you start throwing them into your tires. And when you see some green showing up, throw another tire on and some more soil and let that grow up. You keep doing it about 4 tires high. And eventually it'll come right out through the top toward the end of the season, you know, 100 or so days, 120 days out there. And you've got this big pile of them. And depending on how many potatoes you want, if you want like a, you know, like 10-pound bag, you use little foreign car tires. And if you want a good winter's crop, you want to use a big truck tire. And you just let them babies grow. And when you go to harvest them, all you got to do is lean against it. And if you lean hard enough, you tip your tires over, and as they roll around, all your potatoes fall out. Pretty much the ultimate lazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it at this point, right?
Right. And it's if the kids like it because they keep seeing, oh, look, they're coming up again. And I had, I don't know, some do-gooder or some crazy person was saying, oh, you can't use tires because they drive on the highway and they get lead from the gasoline. And I'm thinking, wow, this is out there. We haven't had lead in gasoline in, what, 20 years or so? And it's probably washed off in the rain, but if there was any. So it's they're pretty harmless. And what are you going to do with them? Hard to throw them away anywhere. And if you try to bring them back to where you bought your tires, they're going to charge you for them. So you might as well grow potatoes in them.
Definitely. That's a great idea to be using them. There's... You know, they have all these different methods now of the potatoes on how to grow them. They have the, they have some that it's like it's a mesh bag, right? But it's
I've seen that one.
Couple feet high, and they got like that trap door on the bottom, right? So you can still pull from underneath. You start low and then build it up that way. And this is exactly the same style, but just reusing something that you might already have, right? Recycle.
Some people do it with 2x12s, 2x10s, and they build a four-sided frame.
Yep.
They keep stacking. Oh, it's similar. But if you got some tires laying around, and you probably do somewhere, or your neighbor does, and you come on and say, hey, what do you want to do with those tires? You want to get rid of them? And, well, sure. Yeah, here you go.
That's definitely... It definitely is something to do. And, you know, here's the other thing. Some people actually even grow, flowers in them. You see them as, you can use them as a planter. They're holding the soil in there. What else are you going to do with them? There's stuff like that you could use that's around the house or, and just have it a little bit different, you know? It's the same idea as a whiskey barrel, right? It's just a tire.
Yep.
You're having the water go straight through. So I like that idea, Daryl.
Yeah, it's a pretty harmless method. And anything you heard about, don't use tires because they have stuff in them. I've been using that tire method for so long now, I can't remember back when I first did it. And, I'm getting older, but I still feel okay, Hopefully
it's coming on. It's like the perfect situation to growing potatoes, right? Because
in early season, of course, they'll pick up some heat because they're black and they'll warm the soil, and by the time they get good and well established, in a warm soil, they like it.
Exactly, but it's one of those things. If you think about it, just that layering and getting them, filling up with soil again and going higher and higher. It's basically giving you the right amount each time that you should be filling it up, right? By doing that, so it's almost like it's almost like its second life. That's what it was built for, right?
And so it's hard to believe that as you grow taller, more potatoes will grow along the stem underground.
Yep.
You think, well, there's just a few. I planted a handful down below, but when you finally knock those over, you just sit there and look at all the potatoes that were growing all the way up. You're like, huh?
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I've been looking to see, how I'm going to do it here, right? And I was looking at I didn't have a lot of time at the garden center when I was purchasing the potatoes myself. I was... during work, so I should be doing work, right?
Well, you kind of should look into it once in a while,
Yeah, that's part of the job, I guess. But I didn't have a chance. I was looking for those containers. I wanted to have one where the side kind of comes up because I thought it would just be cool to show the kids that way. So now I'm trying to think of other things. What else can we do with the house? Can we just build it up? So that's a great idea, but it makes me kind of think of what else can we use that we have something like that. You might be able to use a container, cut out the bottom of the container, and fill it with soil. Then get another container that goes on top of it that nicely stacks easily, right? So there's some other ideas out there, and it's a great process to get more. It's not just about having that one plant. So that's
of course, here in Vermont, we take like Madonna out of the bathtub in the backyard. You could use a bathtub for that, too. You know,
that's true.
You see, you drive around, you look, and it's like, boy, that's not even creative.
Yeah. Well, there's a... Yeah. There's definitely a lot of different ways to be doing it, and that's some great ideas, Daryl. I appreciate that.
Anytime. We'll see.
All right. Stay safe up there. We'll talk soon.
Yep, but outrun the virus, so see you.
Yeah, we'll do what we can, right?
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. As always, thanks, Daryl, for some of that cool information. That's a good idea. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sunite is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Sunite, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm doing good as hell, man. I'm glad you've been having fun behind my back.
You gotta keep having fun as long as possible, right? That's what we got to do.
I knew you was greedy. Y'all confess.
Yeah.
Look here, man, I'm one of his balls, strictest rule almost. I hope I ain't done too bad because I got Craig Merle out there in the front. And
yep.
Took that thing in February, and I done waited all the way to March. And I want to be like Matthew because Paul said he cut that Craig Merle down. So, Lord, I guess he was tempted to call him. Why, you agricultural abuser? But anyway, I'm still going to get the chainsaw and cut the top out that thing. It's probably about a good 15 pounds, man. I got two of them. One I'm about 15 feet. The other one about a good 12.
Yep.
But I'm going to try to cut them suckers down to about, what'd you say, about 6 feet?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can do that as long as you're having the way the branching's going, right? You don't want to just, obviously, being at 15 feet, you're going to make sure that the branching still gets that, like, round form at the top, so you shape it a bit. But you could almost cut it, so say where...
I won't cut it flat. It won't work flat. That's a cut.
Yeah,
just
flat's good, too.
Flat post or something.
Yeah, you can do flat, you can do round, you can actually get them in all different shapes on this one. But, yeah, you could definitely cut it back. Before
like a Christmas tree round.
You could do that. You could do a pyramid. You could do a lot of different things. As long as when you're looking at the tree, the stems that you have are, it's basically you can leave a couple inches from the top of it, right, to get it going. Excuse me. But you'd start from the bottom on this one, right? I know it sounds odd. Usually you want to think about the top, but get some of the main branches, right? Look at it and say, which ones are my strongest branches? I want to keep those. I want to make sure that those are the strong ones. We're gonna prune those in a way to get them to get bigger. Some of the weaker branches, you might actually cut all the way back. If it's a clump form, right, or is it a tree form?
It's in a tree form, man.
Okay, so a tree form, you're not cutting all the way. You're not cutting the whole thing back, but basically, you're going to thin out some of it so the other areas can grow, too. So take it as, like, where the stem goes up to, where the branching starts to come out. Look at that and see if there are any cross branches. See if any of the branches are rubbing on the other branches. Because long term, what that does is that will bring in pathogens or diseases or insects when they're rubbing, because the bark will start to peel off and allow those in. So a couple of those, make sure you get rid of a few of those. And then pruning back, you want to make sure, you know, you're leaving a couple, you know, 6-8 inches of growth with a few branches on the each main branch that's coming down to prune it out that way. That's kind of how I would do it. You know, because it's a tree form, it's a little different than, you know, obviously going with a clump form. So the tree form, you're only going to a certain point. And a lot of times people will go all over of how they prune it. There's no real bad way of pruning the crepe myrtle. When you see it pruned at first, you're kind of like, whoa, what? That doesn't look right, but that's how you do it. So if it doesn't look right to you, then it's right.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try it like that fashion. I got, it's a real, real little short version. You want a little short version of a garden song right quick?
Yep.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Tomato. Potato. I'm gonna grow up. And I'm gonna eat them. And I'm gonna grow. It's time to get started. And it's done. It's time to get started. And it's done. Potato. Tomato. My favorite.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Hey, I don't want to cut you off because I love having you here. The music's hitting, so we're about to hit the break, so I didn't want you to think I cut you off. But I appreciate you calling.
You know I'm sick of the house all week.
All right. All right, see you tonight. Have a good one. Stay safe. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barry's in New Hampshire.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Barry.
Happy spring.
Yeah.
I had a kind of question about cannas. So I had this is about the third year growing them. I dug them up last spring. The big issue I have is I don't have any place that to put them away that's cold or cool but not freeze. So I just keep them in my basement. It's pretty much heated down there.
Yep.
So I really don't have any other option. But so I wanted to take them out and maybe start them early. Can I do that in a pot or something like that this time of year?
Oh, definitely. Get them started in there because you'll get a jump start this spring, right? So get them into a container. Depending upon how big container you're looking to do, if you can get like a plastic one, maybe 10 inches, 10 or 12 inch container, right? Doesn't have to be anything fancy. You got to look to plant it 4 to 6 inches deep, so you need to make sure that you've got the depth with that container. That's what you're really looking for as well. So you can have some soil underneath because the roots need to grow, but you're looking to plant them 4 to 6 inches deep, right? So that's the container that you'd be looking to do. Get them started early so that you can have even bigger growth during the year. Instead of having, the normal New England growth, right, where it only gets to a certain point depending upon our temperatures, etc. But you know, starting early, you're going to be able to have these a little bit bigger and stronger else once they get out into the yard. We'd be looking for soil temperatures to be in the 60s for soil temperatures there. So we're still far from that. The temperatures on the soil I've been watching, they've been fluctuating up and down all over the place. I mean, today it's so cold out there, the soil temperature actually dropped almost to freezing again. So, you know, our average right now, I take a look at this, the 5-day is 44.2. So we're up there when it warms up, but we got some cold weather coming. So I'd like to see you wait to, you know, take a look and see when the soil temperature hits about 60 to be getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are a zone 9-10 type plant, right? So they like warmer temperatures. So that's why we, you know, that's why I'm saying get them started now. You can get them established, and then once it starts to warm up and be nice, then you'll have a plant that's bigger than most of your neighbors, anybody who has them in the area, and it'll grow bigger for you. I've seen them grow 6 feet tall, depending upon the variety. I mean,
yeah, these are huge ones. They grow about 15 feet tall.
Perfect. That'll be even better. Right,
but the problem is that the flowers don't come until August, and I heard if you plant them earlier, you'd have more flowers all throughout the whole summer.
Well, that's the other idea, because if you're not planting them outside until May, right?
Yeah,
that's growing. That's how many days it needs. It needs a certain warmth, etc. So, you know, if you do it middle of May, you know, it's going to bloom in the middle of August. So we're talking 3 months. So yeah. Now if you look at it, if say you were to start it now indoors, get it growing, 3 months from now, that's the end of June into July. And
yeah,
so you have
right.
all that extra time for it to reproduce its blossoms and continue to rebloom and keep going. So it's
yeah,
definitely...
They are impressive looking plants by themselves, being so tall but with huge leaves, but it's really cool when they have the flowers on them.
Yeah, I mean, the different colors that are there can be used as like almost like a flower themselves. The ones that have like the dark leaves or a variegated leaf, those are some of the cool ones. But I mean, you grow a plant like that for the flowers. You don't just grow it for the leaves.
Right. Yeah. And then, so what kind of soil would be? I put it in the pot.
You could just use like an outdoor organic or an outdoor potting soil. You don't want to use just straight topsoil. You could have a little bit of the topsoil in it, but I'd go with more of a potting soil to give it that nice soil. But keep it consistently moist during the summer.
Great. Thank you.
Alrighty.
For your help.
Have a great one, Barry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.